Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're delving into Stop Self-Sabotage by Dr. Judy Ho. Released in 2019, this insightful book offers a six-step guide to help you identify and conquer behaviors that hinder your ability to achieve your goals. With a blend of exercises, practical advice, and real-life examples, Dr. Ho, a triple board certified neuropsychologist and associate professor at Pepperdine University, shares a clinically proven process that has transformed lives. Dr. Judy Ho is not only an acclaimed professor and private practitioner, but also a familiar face in media, contributing to television programs like The Doctors and The Dr. Drew Show. Her expertise and engaging media presence have garnered her the prestigious National Institute of Mental Health Services Research Award, not once, but twice. This book is ideal for anyone battling procrastination, struggling with motivation, or simply looking for effective ways to make positive, swift changes in their life. Whether you're aiming to improve personally or professionally, Stop Self-Sabotage could be the catalyst for your transformation. Tune in to uncover how you can turn your own obstacles into stepping stones towards success. Stop Self-Sabotage. Six steps to unlock your true motivation, harness your willpower, and get out of your own way. Introduction. Unraveling the mystery of self-sabotage to achieve your dreams. Has this ever happened to you? You set a bold New Year's resolution, perhaps to eat healthier or save more money, and declare, "This year is different." Yet, as weeks pass, old habits creep back in, and before you know it, chocolates replace salads, and a spontaneous shopping spree derails your budgeting efforts. Sound familiar? If you're tired of watching your best intentions get derailed, you're not alone. Many of us unknowingly engage in self-sabotage, but why do we do it? The answer lies partly in our instinctual drives, the pursuit of pleasure, and the avoidance of pain. These biological impulses are critical for survival, but when skewed, they can dominate our behavior, leading to self-defeating patterns. But there's good news. Dr. Judy Ho, a triple board certified clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, offers a groundbreaking solution in her book, Stop Self-Sabotage. Through her meticulously crafted six-step plan, Dr. Ho distills complex psychological principles into actionable strategies. Whether your aspirations involve career advancement, healthier relationships, or personal growth, her method equips you to break free from the chains of self-defeat. In a narrative enriched with years of clinical expertise and robust scientific research, Dr. Ho addresses the roots of self-sabotage. Each step in her program includes specific exercises designed to foster insight, transform thinking patterns, and align actions with goals. As you embark on this journey, Dr. Ho's hands-on approach not only explains the what and the why behind self-sabotage, but also guides you through the how of overcoming it. By delving into this transformative framework, you'll learn to balance your instinctual drives more effectively, making them work for you rather than against you. Ready to turn your aspirations into achievements? Dive into Dr. Ho's six-step method and begin paving your path to success. Part 1. Unlocking the patterns of destructive thinking. Step 1 on your journey to defeating self-sabotage. Understanding the mind's troubled pathways. There are six distinct thinking patterns that often lead us astray, and identifying them is your first task. To kick things off, let's delve into these patterns, each a potential trigger for sabotaging behaviors. First up is overgeneralizing and catastrophizing. This thought process involves taking a single event and extrapolating it into a larger, often negative outcome. For instance, if a friend doesn't reply to a message, you might conclude they're upset with you. A leap from a small incident to a dire conclusion. Next, we encounter shoulds-based thinking. This involves setting rigid expectations based on your personal rulebook. It's thinking along the lines of, they should have responded, which disregards others' circumstances and sets you up for disappointment. Then there's black and white thinking, where the world is seen in extremes with nothing in between. A colleague ignores you once, and suddenly, they're branded unfriendly. Mind reading assumes you know the thoughts or intentions of others without evidence. Not getting a promotion might lead you to believe, incorrectly, that your boss overlooks your hard work. Discounting the positive usually happens when you brush aside your achievements or positive traits. It's turning away a compliment instead of accepting it graciously. Personalization involves comparing yourself to others, often through lenses like social media, which can distort reality and diminish self-esteem. Now that you're familiar with these triggers, let's put theory into practice with a simple exercise. Divide your next waking day into four blocks and set a reminder for each. At each alert, take a moment to write down your current thoughts. Later, review these notes and categorize each thought according to the six patterns we discussed. Are certain patterns frequent visitors in your mind? This exercise, repeated over several days, can highlight persistent harmful patterns and prime you for the changes ahead. Understanding and recognizing these triggers in real time is foundational, a crucial step towards halting the cycle of self-sabotage and preparing you for further transformative steps. Part 2. Master the art of pausing and reframing. Consider the story of Alice and the unreturned text that led to a negative spiral in her relationships. This repetitive pattern of self-sabotage continued until she learned to step back and recognize the sequence of reactions. Events trigger thoughts, thoughts evoke feelings, and feelings drive actions. This cycle, if not managed, can lead us to act in ways that undermine our objectives and relationships. The key intervention point here is the moment post-event. This is where the power of choice enters. By pausing right after an event and choosing to engage a different thought, improved emotions and healthier actions can follow, significantly reducing tendencies towards self-sabotage. A practical technique in this situation is what psychologists call de-emphasizing. This method is particularly useful when you need to detach from overwhelming emotions temporarily, allowing clarity and rationality to take the reins. Let's explore how you can apply this. Start by shifting your attention away from the immediate event and adopt the stance of an impartial observer. Articulate your thoughts using phrases like, "I am having the thought that," or "I notice that," before completing your sentence. For instance, instead of Alice thinking, "My boyfriend is cheating," she reframes it, "I am having the thought that my boyfriend is cheating." To deepen the effect, she could further distance herself by adding, "I notice I am having the thought that my boyfriend is cheating." This layered reframing introduces a buffer between the event and Alice's reactive patterns. It utilizes linguistic shifts to create psychological distance, making it easier to handle emotions and fostering a mindful approach to reactions. In applying this strategy consistently, not only does it become easier to navigate personal emotions and reactions, but it ultimately empowers you to steer clear of unconscious self-sabotaging behaviors. This control and awareness of your internal dialogue are essential for developing resilience against triggers that previously may have led you down a path of self-defeat. Part 3. Dissecting the cycle of your actions. Having explored the ways in which our thoughts can lead to self-sabotage, it's time to shift our focus towards our actions. Dr. Judy Ho simplifies this process with the insightful ABC model, which stands for Antecedents, Behaviors, and Consequences. This framework helps to untangle the web of why we do what we do and the outcomes that result. Let's look at the case of Janie, a client of Dr. Ho, who was entangled in a consistent pattern of procrastination. Despite the stress and subpar outcomes, Janie found herself repeatedly delaying her work projects. Instead of focusing, she would engage in various activities, some seemingly productive, like doing chores, and others purely for escapism, like binge-watching TV shows. To combat habits like Janie's procrastination, we employ the ABC method. Begin by identifying the consequences, C, of your actions, particularly the long-term results that you're not happy with. From there, trace back to the behaviors, B, that lead to these consequences. These might include immediate gratifications or avoidances that feel satisfying in the short term but detrimental in the long run. Then, consider the antecedents, A, the situations, thoughts, or feelings that precede your behaviors. This might involve understanding the triggers that make you lean towards certain actions. For Janie, it was criticism from her boss that initiated a cycle of stress and avoidance. Recognizing this was the key to changing her pattern. By dissecting your own ABCs, you can begin to pinpoint ineffective or harmful actions and their triggers. Once identified, you're tasked with altering these behaviors or removing the triggers altogether. For Janie, it was about confronting the stress head-on rather than dodging her work responsibilities, thus avoiding the cascade of procrastination and its ensuing negative consequences. With a clear blueprint of ways to adjust or eliminate these outdated habits, like Janie, you're now set to foster and reinforce new beneficial behaviors. This insightful approach not only reveals the underlying structure of your actions, but also empowers you to enact meaningful change, paving the way for more successful outcomes in your endeavors. Part 4. Mapping your route to success. With a newfound understanding of the barriers that have held you back and strategies in hand to navigate past them, it's time to center your gaze once more on your ultimate aspirations. Step 4 in Dr. Judy Ho's method to stop self-sabotage is all about recalibrating your focus and forging a clear, actionable path towards your goals. At this stage, two critical elements come into play: motivation and willpower. To effectively harness these forces, Dr. Ho introduces a potent combination of two psychological strategies known as mental contrasting and implementation intentions, or MCII for short. Mental contrasting begins with a realistic evaluation of your current position relative to your desired future. This process involves acknowledging the real challenges that lie on the road ahead, which is crucial for setting attainable expectations and preventing potential frustrations. Start by clearly defining your goal and rate your confidence in achieving it on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being most confident. Then, thoroughly assess each obstacle that could impede your progress. Upon review, if your confidence level falls below a 7, consider recalibrating your goal. You might adjust the timeline, redefine the outcome, or break the goal into smaller, more manageable segments. Following this, you move on to the second technique, drafting implementation intentions. This involves creating a detailed action plan to navigate through the challenges highlighted during your mental contrasting. Specify exactly what your steps will be in response to each potential setback. This could include the strategies you devised to modify behaviors in the previous steps, particularly those that involve your ABCs of antecedents, behaviors, and consequences. The specificity of this plan is key. It acts as a manual to guide you when you are mentally weary and your willpower might wane. By integrating these structured psychological exercises into your approach, you supercharge your journey towards your goals. These tools not only ignite your initial motivation, but also ensure you maintain the momentum needed to achieve long-term success. As you continue to implement these steps, you'll soon discover the profound impact they have on your ability to consistently pursue and achieve your dreams. Part 5. Refining your compass, aligning actions with core values. You've revamped your mindset, equipped yourself with effective tools, and crafted a detailed roadmap to success. But as you embark on this journey, remember that unforeseen challenges can arise, sometimes shaking your confidence or even making you question the worth of your goals. In such moments, it's crucial to return to a foundational aspect of your being, your values. Understanding and defining your values acts like a compass, guiding you through rough waters and keeping you focused on what truly matters. But how well do you know your values? While you might have a general sense of what's important to you, clearly defining these values can significantly enhance your commitment and clarity. Let's dive into an exercise to sharpen this understanding. Start by listing 33 values that resonate with you. If you're unsure where to begin, a quick online search will yield plenty of inspiration. Write each of these on a separate index card. Next, divide these cards into three stacks: most important, moderately important, and least important, giving you a visual and tangible way of prioritizing your values. From your most important pile, select the top seven. These are your core values, the principles that you want to engage with daily. Assign each of these seven values to a different day of the week, creating specific goals and actions for each day that reflect the assigned value. For example, if one of your core values is curiosity, like Alice from an earlier step, dedicate a day to explore that trait. Alice decided to give a lackluster first date a second chance out of curiosity, which could potentially open new doors in her personal life. By integrating daily actions that resonate with your personal values, you not only enrich your daily experience but also align your larger goals with a profound sense of purpose. This alignment helps maintain momentum and focus, propelling you towards your goals with renewed vigor and direction. Prepare yourself. It's time to take the final step in your journey to defeating self-sabotage. Part 6: Designing Your Roadmap to Success. Now that you've acquired the tools and understanding necessary to counteract self-sabotage, it's time to bring all these elements together in a clear and visual format. In this final step, you will create what Dr. Judy Ho refers to as a blueprint for change. This visual plan will not only summarize your journey, but also serve as a constant reminder and motivator as you work towards your goals. Start by gathering all your notes along with a poster board and a Sharpie. Title your blueprint to reflect its purpose and significance. Across the top of the board, draw 5 boxes side by side and fill each with one of your top 5 values identified in the previous exercise. These values are the guiding principles behind your actions and decisions. Below the row of values, draw a larger central box. This is where you will define the specific attainable goal you crafted in step 4. Draw lines connecting this goal box to each of the top 5 values. This visual connection helps ensure that your goal aligns with your core values, and you might find opportunities here to tweak your goal to better suit your guiding principles. At the bottom of your poster, draw 4 circles and label each with a letter from the word life, representing low or unstable self-esteem, L, internalized negative beliefs, I, fear of the unknown, F, and excessive desire for control, E. If any of these issues are particularly relevant to your experiences of self-sabotage, note them in the corresponding circles. This section is crucial for recognizing the underlying emotional triggers that affect your journey. On the left side of the board, add a slim vertical rectangle to record your insights from the first 3 steps regarding typical thinking patterns and emotional responses. This will remind you of the mental triggers you need to manage. Next to this, place 4 boxes, 2 on top and 2 below. The upper left box should outline your strategies for overcoming challenges from step 4, while the upper right box documents the new positive consequences of enacting these strategies. The lower boxes should contain your old behaviors and the old consequences that motivated you to change, respectively. Connect these boxes with arrows leading from your noted thinking patterns and emotions illustrating the flow of cause and effect. Lastly, draw a single arrow from the box of new consequences to your central goal. This represents the direct impact of your positive actions on achieving your objectives. By completing this blueprint, you've encapsulated the entire process of identifying, addressing, and overcoming self-sabotage in a single visual form. Keep this blueprint visible as a constant reference and motivator, a testament to the comprehensive pathway you've laid out for realizing your goals. Each time you view it, let it reinforce your commitment and guide your steps as you progress towards your aspirations. Final summary. Overcoming self-defeating behaviors is no small feat, but with a structured six-step approach, it's entirely possible. This transformative journey begins with a deep dive into your thought patterns. Recognizing and understanding these is the first step towards change. Once you identify what triggers these patterns, the next phase involves actively disrupting and managing them. This is crucial for laying the groundwork for new, healthier behaviors. By examining the antecedents, or what happens before you engage in a self-sabotaging behavior, and adjusting these situations, you create an environment conducive to change. With the stage set, you can begin the work of establishing new routines and behaviors. These are designed not just to replace the old ones, but to propel you towards your goals. Building robust motivation and willpower through proven psychological practices ensures that you stick to this new path without faltering. As your journey progresses, aligning these efforts with your core values becomes essential. This alignment not only clarifies your direction, but also integrates your goals with your fundamental beliefs, making the pursuit of these goals more meaningful and sustainable. Finally, visualizing this entire process helps in solidifying your commitment and provides a constant reference through a detailed blueprint for change. This visual tool encapsulates everything from your values to the specific strategies you'll employ to counter challenges, crafting a clear and structured path to success. Through these six steps, you transform from being your own biggest obstacle to becoming your most empowering ally. The path laid out is not just about reaching a destination, but about evolving throughout the journey, turning self-sabotage into self-success. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.